Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, 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 everybody. Today's sponsor is audible.com, where you can find more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audiblepodcast.com/DLM. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again. My ears, my bleeding ears. Coming to you once again from L.A. Podfest. This time at the Sofitel Hotel, where they have free Wi-Fi. And this year also, we are live streaming thanks to our friends at Audible. Yeah. You guys who listen to podcasts all the time, you haven't heard enough about Audible, I bet. You haven't gotten an earful about Audible. It's Friday, September 18th, 2015, and I assume some of you podfesters brought some name tags? Traveled with name tags. Giant killer Tom Ato. Do we need him to put that down so the cameras can see what's going on? That'd be great if your name tag just completely blocked the shot. But throw it up there again when I ask for name tags, because if that doesn't get picked, I would be hella shocked. Slevin instead of Steven? Okay, and instead of seven, Slevin. Cat in the Hat? Your name's Cat? Catherine. Think for Matilda? What does that say?
Think like Amanda.
Where'd I get...
Think
Where'd I get Matilda? I get it now, yeah. And my face is on there, that's nice. Godzilla versus Dugalong, that's a very, that's a magical one. Here, step up on the stage and show the, so it gets on camera. We're live streaming this shit. Look at that. Everyone watching at home, that's what you should do. Big, artful, creative. Take control. Take control of your name tags. Put your name on your name tags. That's the thing that drives me crazy is when someone just holds up some random item, thinks it's a name tag. Dougsters versus what? Halians? I can't see it. It's at the bottom, right? Oh, no, it's in that. Oh, that, look at that. That lettering is like just fades into the background, but good job. It sounded like I was insulting her work, but I don't think she chose that color. What does the shirt say? Diana Hard? And now I have a name tag. Ho, ho, ho. I can't think of a crowd. Only a Douglas Movies crowd would get there that fast. I guess it helps that you're wearing a Santa hat, too. Yeah, yeah, good job. That's nice, nice one. And then I'm sure a lot of you didn't bring name tags because you have, you know, you had to check luggage and whatnot. So, but I appreciate that. Oh! Here's a classic from that I learned in stand-up comedy.
Oh no, everybody, the place is gonna blow!
I forget who I stole that from, but I didn't come up with it, but I think of it every time a mic stand does that. Who traveled the farthest to be here tonight?
Nashville.
Get out of here. Somebody said Valencia. I've been to Magic Mountain a lot. That's a short ass. Australia. Where's Australia? What? You said it, but it's not you? Oh, this guy. Wow, what do you do?
I'm here filming a documentary, so I'm stopping to get on the way.
You're here filming a documentary about podcasting?
No.
Okay, good. I was going to say, we've already got a podcasting documentary that's debuting at this very festival. Yeah, later tonight. I guess that part's not going to be live streamed. I'm not going to just live stream the movie. That would really hurt its potential for future revenue. All right, so Australia, you listen to Douglas Movies? Okay, and do you ever say to yourself, I've got a great name for Last Man Stanton that they never use? You never say that to yourself? All right, where's Valencia? What about Valencia? Orange, you glad I didn't say Nashville? So Valencia. Do you have one? A good name for Last Man Stanton?
Everybody else dies.
Okay, I don't know what's happening there. That's like that guy I saw at Chronicon where I asked the guy to name one of his favorite movies and he goes, something in which you and I partake in some smoking, and I'm standing there like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just name a movie. How hard could it be? All right, this guy right here, you don't say who it is. I'm just trying to find somebody. You're from Virginia, and you've got a perfect name for Last Man Stanton, so I'll get back to you later if I remember. If I remember to. Next week, I'm off to Austin, Texas for Fantastic Festus. If you have a festival badge, be sure to come to Douglas Movies on Friday afternoon, September 25th. My movie Interruption of Roar on Wednesday night, September 30th. Amazing movie if you ever get a chance. And later that night, a midnight screening of Chronicon, all happening at fantasticfest.com because there's still tickets. And I've got stand-up shows coming up in Buffalo, New Orleans, Cincinnati, and more, according to this piece of paper. DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. And according to DougLovesMovies historian _J_Lay_ on Twitter, I told him he's got to get a catchier name than that. According to that gentleman, today, to this day, is the 9-year anniversary of Doug Loves Movies. Yeah. Did not plan it that way. Just happened to be doing a show that night. So, you know, worked out pretty good. Here's to 9 more years. Yeah. And if there's not enough Doug Loves Movies lately, because we've been doing supersized episodes almost always, don't forget about Doug Loves Minis, which is just, you know, me mostly, but includes when we play games at the stand-up shows, because people at stand-up shows don't know that they should bring a name tag. They think, well, it's just Doug doing stand-up. Why bring a name tag? And then the people that bring name tags, we play a game and we have a lot of fun. So, so bring a fucking name tag. Prize bag. Had to put a schmovie in there. Had to get schmovie on camera. Give them a great plug for sending me boxes and boxes of schmovies. Also, my friends at Chameleon Glass are always sending me fun stuff, and this seemed like something you could fly home with if we were going back to Australia or something. It's like a, you know, it's a weed tray. Here's something I found. I'm going to try to give away almost everything I own in the next couple of months because I'm moving and I don't want to have to move everything. So this is something TBS gave me at some point. It says Instant Funny on it, and then you pull that up, and it's like a Polaroid camera. Yeah, I don't know what the point would be of having one of those at this point, and now I can't put the thing back on. Let's move on to a copy of Moonrise Kingdom. Two of my most recent albums, Gateway Doug 2 and Promotional Tool. And a screener DVD of the film Cutie and the Boxer. It's all right. This thing that you can put your weed in it, but it's also, at the same time, it's also a grinder. Yeah. I just realized I'm going to probably be hanging out in some of your rooms this weekend. Oh, it's such a so much in this prize bag. I can't believe it. Oh, and I'm excited about this. A T-shirt that a young man made that I'm regifting, but mostly just to get a plug in, because October 21st, 2015, is about to happen. I encourage you to watch Back to the Future Part 2 in some way on that day. And if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, oh look, there's a Back to the Future poster. If you're there on that particular exact date, I'm going to be doing a Benson movie interruption of Back to the Future 2 at the big, huge, beautiful Castro Theater with awesome special guests. So, like I said, come to that and stay for this, you guys. As long as you're here, I think you're gonna have a good time. And is it me, or is there like plenty more room on this stage? All the chairs are as close together as they could possibly be. It might be to get everybody in the shot for the live stream, so I'm not going to mess with it. And it'll be interesting to just see people getting this close together. And since we're live streaming, I decided to put together a sexy panel. Yeah. I mean, not like Magic Mike sexy. Not Jada Pinkett Smith. Please welcome Esther Pavitsky, Owen Benjamin, Leonard Maltin, and Sarah Silverman.
I'm not a fan of these chairs.
These chairs are crazy. They just seem spring-loaded to get you off of them.
I feel terrible, but I hate them. I hate them.
I'm not really happy with them either.
Mine's turning me and mine's making
what?
Me kiss Owen.
What do you mean they're backwards?
Do you want to switch?
No, Doug has it. Yeah, yeah. Doug has it too.
What guy? These are just from the bar downstairs, but like if you were sitting on these, you could use the bar to not fall off of them.
Wait a minute. They're right. Like the tops have been put on to the... Anyway, keep going with the show.
Okay, we'll keep going. I love the cinema, especially some of the French films from the 60s. What are you going to do? Oh, she's going to Fonzie it? Oh, we got a spilled Coke. Oh, Leonard. Help her out there, Owen.
Thank you.
I spilled Coke all over Leonard's area.
It's only trickling into my ear.
Oh, God, thank God. This is
famed film critic electrocuted at Pod Festival.
Just so they spell the name right. That's fine.
Huh? Let's meet everybody.
Yeah.
Let's start with our first timer. Esther Pavisky's here, everybody.
Yeah.
She's only little. She doesn't know.
A.K.A. Little Esther.
Hi.
Of the Weird Adults podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And about to embark on an exciting international tour
of Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Hit me up. Next week.
Let me ask the Australian guy, which is better, Australia or New Zealand?
No, when you're in New Zealand, just be like, I love Australia.
And yeah, then, they love
and just
that.
Just call it Australia and then.
Okay.
They do, they love it.
She fell for it.
Wait, say, I heard New Zealand is like America's Canada.
Oh, I heard that too. Wait, where in Australia is the Australian person from? Where are you from?
Gold Coast.
Oh, am I going there?
What's it called? You said it's a something coast?
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast?
Yeah.
What's the major city, though?
Brisbane.
Okay, yeah, I'm going.
Brisbane. That's cool,
man. Going to Brisbane.
Is there a Zealand? Is there like an old Zealand?
Oh.
Am I going to get eaten alive by spiders? Okay, cool.
I'll be back with more of Ask an Australian.
I know how to say toes in Australian.
They have a different word for it?
Ties.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
He says no.
No.
Oh, Mike. Oh, Mike.
That's Sarah Silverman, everybody. Let's hear it for her. Fresh from the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF. And how was your film received? I Smile Back.
I think great, but, you know, to me, everyone says great job. They're not going to say, like, yeah, I was hot and cold on it. So I know that I'm seeing only a certain amount of critique.
But there's got to be
some
buzz.
But it was fun, and it seemed good.
Yeah. Nice. When can people see it?
October 23rd, if you're in one of the 10 cities it starts in. And it might be more.
So what are the 10? Brisbane?
Brisbane.
Gold Coast.
Raymond,
it's
New
all
Hampshire.
Up and down the Gold Coast.
It's a moving screen. They just, the whole coast.
And that's Owen Benjamin, everybody.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Tall and handsome.
Have you seen that South Park when Randy bounces on his own balls? Like, I feel like I'm bouncing on balls. Yeah.
I always call Owen because, you know, this panel clearly needs a touch of class. South Park references are pretty sweet. And you were on the, sadly, the first time you were on the program, we were doing it in Tampa, Florida, and there was a power surge. The power went out in the club, and they lost a big chunk of the show.
It's true.
In the recording process. So this will be your first, you know, full, real episode.
I shouldn't have made eye contact with that microphone. I'm sorry.
Wait, what happened?
That's a really stupid joke. I was trying to say that the power from my eyes surged the system. It's insanely stupid.
Those are the best jokes.
You do have tremendous eye power, though. You really do. And thank you for trying again.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I think we're live streaming to the world right now.
Are we really?
If I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
I think that's how it's supposed to be working, but I don't think they'd hold up a sign that says, "Doug, the world's not seeing this," if there was a problem. But because we also can't, you know, there's so much stuff going on here at the festival this weekend. The shows are jammed in tight, so we can't, you know, we can't stop for a technical problem. We just have to keep going. Like, we just have to turn our chairs around and just do it.
Make do.
Make it happen.
D.
And Leonard Maltin is here!
Yeah!
Yes, the godfather of Doug Loves Movies. That Sarah and I, the amount of time we spent fiddling around, flipping through his the guide, the Leonard Maltin movie guide, and playing what was then our first version of the Leonard Maltin game, that we sat around and did that, to think that someday we would be playing it with you on stage in front of a bunch of weirdos and the internet. Those people are normal.
And the totally cool internet.
Yeah.
We would have died. We would have never believed it.
Yeah, it's really crazy that this happened. And we appreciate it.
Crazy for me, too.
Well, yeah, because now you got a bunch of young people saying weird things to you.
Mostly nice things.
Yeah, but
mostly
you know what I mean? Nice, it's probably surprising sometimes.
No, it's surprising in a nice way. I mean, wherever I go, people seem to say, you know, "Oh, I love you on Doug Loves Movies." I mean, that's my calling card to a lot of people. So I'm thrilled. I'm delighted. And I will say that my career did take a different kind of a turn, and it got a different kind of spike 2 days ago when I was approached out of the blue on the sidewalk at LAX by TMZ.
I did hear, somebody did tell me you were on TMZ.
Yes. I've just been dropped off at the curb at Delta Airlines, and these two guys, I think they shoot two cameras. This guy says, "Mr. Maltin, can I talk to you about whether you think Straight Outta Compton is going to be awards material, going to be an Oscar-worthy film?" Well, yeah, okay, I'll talk to you. I mean, he says he's with TMZ. You can't afford to be rude to anybody now.
And your answer was yes.
It's
a terrific film.
It's a terrific film. And I told him it was one of the best films I'd seen this year, which is true. And then he asked me if I thought that Fantastic Four was going to be the chief contender at the Razzies.
By all accounts, it's the worst.
I did not see it. I heard about it. I heard people were disappointed and disliked it. But I said, you know, there are a lot of crappy movies every year. I don't see how, you know.
Yeah, don't get so hurt about it. No reason to be sad.
So it must have been a very slow news day, even at TMZ, because this got posted. So,
no, that's terrific. That's the kind of spontaneous publicity that makes people.
Oh, well, yes. Yes, indeed. I mean, where do I go from there? Well, I come here is where I go from there.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. This is it. And people can join you in one of the spaces here at the Sofitel Hotel for Maltin on Movies.
That is correct.
Live.
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Sunday afternoon at 4, Baron Vaughn and I will be doing our podcast right here, and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I hope people will give it a try. If you haven't heard Maltin on Movies, we're on Wolf Pop, and we're available on iTunes, and I hope you'll listen.
Yeah. Nice.
It says here, "I can't wait for you to play Reverse Maltin." That's going to be exciting. But let's start with Owen, and really quickly, just go down the line. Have you seen any movies lately, either in a theater or at home?
I saw that Z for Zachariah movie.
Really? Tell us about that.
It's pretty intense. It was There was one lady and two dudes, and shit got weird.
I still feel like I know nothing about it.
Yeah. Post-apocalypse.
Oh.
Three total people.
Okay.
And that's it, man.
Interesting. Have you seen that one, Leonard?
I have not.
Okay. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all I got, but yes.
You liked it?
Yeah, the acting was awesome, but I mean, there's three total people in the entire movie.
Who are they? Actors we'd know?
Yeah, that one dude who was in a lot of shit. And
that will not qualify as an answer later in the show.
Drawing a blank.
I get a lot more strict. All right, that's okay.
He's black.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
I try to see all of his films.
Is it David Oloyelio?
Maybe. Who is it?
Oh, the black guy's Chris Pine.
Chiwetel.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, that's why I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand how those letters work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
Who is the lady? It a couple times, like
Margot Robbie. I'm in.
Ooh. That's a good flick.
That's three good actors. Yeah, you nailed it. What about you, Esther? Have you been to the cinema?
The last movie I saw at the cinema was End of the Tour. It was so long ago.
I heard that was good.
It was a good movie, though.
It just came out.
Yeah.
Did it?
A few weeks.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
It's supposed to be great, right?
It was really good.
You're crazy, girl.
But I really want to see The Visit. Am I naive?
No, it looks great.
It looks so...
What do you mind cleaning the oven from inside? Something like that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. With those kind of horror movies, you can make a really, you know, scary, cool-looking trailer, but then there's, you know, 10 minutes of somebody looking for a cat.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, no. No, I'm thinking about stopping by.
I think I'm the only person who still thinks M. Night Shyamalan is good.
Yeah, it is a Shyamalan. That's another thing you should be wary of. But everybody says it's the best Shyamalan since Unbreakable.
I liked Unbreakable.
That's what I'm saying. That was the last good Shyamalan. Yeah.
You said it like with the it was a joke.
It was kind of. I skipped over Signs, which was. Some people like that movie. I don't care for it.
It was scary.
Yeah, I was scared. Yeah. I'm scared by corn. Like, corn scares me, like just any cornfield.
Yeah.
Anything coming out of a cornfield.
Yeah, he cowers in Field of Dreams.
Like, when they're coming out of the corn, I'm like, Jesus.
Ray Liotta comes out of the corn, and he's always seems like a psycho killer, no matter who he's playing.
Yeah.
When he laughs. Terrifying. What about you, Sarah?
Oh,
movies?
I went to see The Gift.
Oh, yes.
I saw a trailer for it when I went to see Amy. That was the movie I saw before that, which was very good.
Now, that film's called Trainwreck.
And I saw, the other one, the documentary about...
Yes, Trainwreck, the documentary about Amy.
Oh, I get it. I saw it, but when I went to see that documentary, I saw the trailer for The Gift, and I was like, that's my kind of movie. And then it came out, and I went to see it, and it was. It's fun. The last movie that I saw that I said that's my kind of movie, and I went to see it, and it was Limitless. And I love that movie.
Wow,
a
long stretch between those two.
A movie about a pill where you can use your whole brain.
It's called Adderall.
Yeah, it is. But this one delivered on what I wanted from it completely.
Good time?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Scary nerd from the past.
Yeah, that's not good.
And there's it's good. It's not... Like, my boyfriend's like, the trailer tells you the whole thing.
That's
and then
how
I went
I
to
felt.
See it. No. Trailer doesn't tell you the whole thing.
He was guessing
Gordo
that it tells
the
you the
weirdo.
Whole thing.
Gordo the weirdo. I love that it doesn't rhyme. It just, it's like a rhyme adjacent. We called him Gordo the Weirdo.
Sarah, I worry that you're encouraging people to just start chatting with us. That's what they should have, somebody at the debate should have went, shh, we're in a library.
I mean, and Sarah's sh is extremely relaxing. Like, when you just did that, I literally was like, ah.
It's the so rude to do to people while they're talking, though. It gets addictive. It's like if someone gives you a bell or a horn, you can't not
air
do
horns
it.
Are the best. Leonard?
Yes, Doug?
Maybe you've seen a film or two recently.
Well, Black Mass.
Oh, just today or yesterday?
That's awesome.
No, I saw it a little while ago and just opened today.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, Joel Edgerton, who not only is in but directed The Gift and wrote it, I think,
yes.
as well.
Yeah, and yeah. yes.
And he is this is an actor's field day. Johnny Depp, Joel Edgerton, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kevin Bacon, everybody in it is on top of their game, or at the top of their game. And
Dakota Johnson.
And one pretty girl. Yeah.
there are no weak.
It does not pass the Bechdel test.
No.
Even remotely.
It does. There's really not good. Another woman in it for her to talk about men. Yeah. But I heard it's amazing. Sorry. Leonard.
No, it's really good. And it's I'd seen the documentary, Joe Berlinger's documentary about Whitey Bulger.
Uh-huh.
Came out last year, I think. And I was worried that having seen this documentary, I'd be comparing,
And you're just watching him go through the same steps.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got pulled into this movie completely. And things they could only talk about in the documentary, they dramatize. They show you. They take you inside, behind the closed door so you can see what really was going on. And it's pretty compelling stuff.
I'm
and
in.
They're, and they're also
I'm
good.
In, Leonard.
And they all do these Boston
you got
accents,
me.
These impeccable Boston accents. You've got one Aussie, one Brit. And they're great.
I have a terrible Boston accent, and I'm from Boston. I don't think I could do it in a movie.
Yeah.
I saw Everest.
Oh, how's that?
I went because it was there.
Whoa.
Stop booing it, my friend! That was a great show!
I set it up, and you batted it out of the park. There you go.
It's just one of those, it's just the whole movie's just like, oh, they're cold and they're up high and they might die. Like, it's just, the whole thing is just like, ugh, why? And they all just volunteered. They all do it on purpose. It's not like a movie where a bad guy takes a gun and makes people go up a hill. It is.
And how many times have we seen that?
Real life people. It's. The Englishman who went up a hill and came down a mountain?
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's. I want to see Hateful Eight so bad. I've already decided exactly what's going to happen in that movie, and I'm sure it's not, but I'm still excited that it might be right.
I hope you are. I hope it's good.
Are you guys pumped about The Martian? You think that's going to be good? I read the book. The book's phenomenal, but it's just a lot of engineering problem solving. I want to know how that's going to go on the screen.
The only Martian I want to see in a feature film is named Marvin. I declare this planet in the name of me. Oh, isn't that lovely? I think the Mel Blanc voices and the Jim Henson voices all just sound off since they died.
Oh, well, you're not wrong.
You're right? Wrong. Isn't it weird? But I think the new Muppets show looks good.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Sarah was in a Muppets movie.
Yeah. I played a waitress.
Yeah, she served them pie.
I said take over two.
What's the matter? You want your Coke?
Oh, look at that.
Thank you, Mama.
Interesting roadie.
Thank you.
Ladies doing it for themselves.
And each other.
Yeah, right? Okay, so that ends that portion of the show.
Trivia question.
Sure, please. Pot quiz, hot shot.
Okay. Who is the one major Warner Brothers Looney Tunes starring character not voiced by Mel Blanc?
Bosco.
Elmer Fudd, there you go.
I think it was supposed to be just a question for me, first of all.
I was posing it to Doug, actually.
I'm going to say Elmer Fudd.
How did you know? That's fantastic.
Yeah. But yeah, just in case you guys forgot or maybe got drunk at the pre-party, most of the games are just between us up here on stage. So don't yell out.
Yeah, fuck even, faces.
Even if it's... You don't know what I deal with, Sarah. They usually don't yell out stuff in the L.A. shows, L.A. crowds, but there's a bunch of people here from all over the place. Let's
what
say
does
this.
What mean, Amy Adams?
That's where this is all coming from. Some lady yelled out Amy Adams, and I lost my mind.
When? On another show?
Well, hang on. It's still not out of the courts. So I can't really talk about it.
Yeah, your crowd always usually knows better.
No, it was funny, but people keep bringing it up. You know, it's like yelling for Freebird at a concert. It's hilarious every time. Let the games begin! Ladies and gentlemen, please select your name tags. Go grab a name tag.
So elaborate.
Or ask them to bring it to you if you'd like. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to remind you once again that today's sponsor and also the sponsor of the entire LA Podfest is Audible.com, the place with more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today by signing up at www.audiblepodcast.com/DLM. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Sarah's having second thoughts.
I forgot that there's food attached to some of these.
Some do have food, yeah.
I'm always so hungry when I come here. No, I made my choice.
Do you like donut holes?
Here's the thing. I appreciate this so much, but your hands, it's been
jelly
opened
bellies.
Before. Donuts have been taken out of it. Fecal matter has been distributed, and I just can't. But I appreciate it. If you want to take these back, now it's my burden. There you go, Doc.
Yeah, there's a target on one side of that name tag. And we do have some donuts. Yeah. I was told probably wasn't a good idea to do that here because it's a very, very nice ballroom that we're in. We don't want to make a big mess. So that's from the management, not from me. Who you playing for, Owen?
The Killer Tomato.
Tom Ato.
This looks awesome.
See, his name is Tom.
I love this thing. I used to be a heckler at a Renaissance fair. I swear to God. And people threw tomatoes in my face all day. There was a sign. It looked just like this, and my head and arms were out of it. It said Tomato Justice. And that was my high school job. I'd make fun of people, and they just gun tomatoes at my face. And so you'd think I'd hate tomatoes, but it's almost like this weird fetish now. Where I'm like obsessed with tomatoes.
Like Batman.
Can't believe somebody brought that name tag. When you have such a rich tomato-filled backstory.
Yeah. No, it was intense. It was a good connection.
Esther, who are you playing for?
Mac to the Future.
Of course.
With your picture.
Yeah, people always put my face on those things.
Aw, I wish it was my face.
It's fun to see.
Yeah, it's my
That's why I keep
movie.
The guests a surprise. And they can't put your face on there.
They should have known.
But good job. And there's probably a shithead on the back, so make sure you don't read that out loud.
No.
There isn't? Okay, then don't worry about it. Sarah?
I'm playing for Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it's like a lamp.
Yeah.
It's like something from Pier One Imports.
Right.
Lantern,
thank you.
We'll light a fire under it later and watch it float up into the sky. And then there's a shithead written on the ears, I think. It's just
indeed.
Cute. Yeah, good job. Leonard?
I'm playing for Godzilla versus Duggalon. A very ingenious...
That's a great one.
...poster mashup.
We highlighted that one earlier, so good job picking that.
Nice.
And, and I saw the shithead on the back, so I kind of hope he loses. I hope you lose. I hope you lose tonight, Leonard, because it's a good shithead.
Well, if he picked me, he's going to lose, so that's...
I don't know. You might tear it up in reverse, Malton.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But let's start with a game that I just invented recently. It's called Doug Loves Musicals.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
This will be the second installment of that game.
God, so, I hope I get it.
On the floor behind.
I hope I get it.
I'm going to start naming song titles from a motion picture musical.
God.
And you guys just guess names until somebody gets it right. Panelists only.
We just yell out.
And I'm just glad there isn't a movie musical called Amy Adams. Yeah, just shout it.
Just shout it, okay.
Or say it at any.
Okay.
You've got a microphone. You can use it. What movie musical had these songs? Ordinary Fool. I'm Feeling Fine. Tomorrow.
Annie! What? No.
Annie does not have songs called Ordinary Fool.
Tomorrow.
And I'm Feeling Fine.
Shit.
Right. But the movie.
It's a hard knock life. I'm fine. Bad Guys. There's a song in this musical called Bad Guys.
West Side Story.
Down and Out.
Bugsy Malone?
That is correct.
Whoa.
Very good. So you want to be a boxer? My name is Tallulah, which I thought would be the giveaway one, and Fat Sands Grand Slam, and then the ultimate giveaway song title from Bugsy Malone, Bugsy Malone.
Who's that? Jodie Foster and Scott Baio?
Mm-hmm. Amongst a bunch of other little kids running around pretending to be adults, and they killed each other with cream pies. Whipped cream pies.
I just realized how terribly outmatched I am in this game.
Really? So you're a big fan of movie musicals with children in them?
No, like I couldn't have referenced a Scott Baio musical. Like, it's not in my power.
I think you'll do better at this next game. And in fact, I think I've played this game with you once before. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Right. And Leonard gets to go first. And we'll move down to you, Sarah. These chairs are crazy. And then... I'm glad I'm not wearing corduroys. I would not be able to stay up here. I'll say a tagline from a movie is probably something from the poster or an advertisement. Mm-hmm. And then Leonard gets to guess what movie it's from. If he can't get it, then it's your chance to guess, Sarah, and on down the line. Oof. And I'll do a new one if somebody actually gets it right. Leonard, everyone wants to be found. What movie had the tagline, everyone wants to be found?
Shush out there.
Yeah, shut up, asshole.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I get fired up.
Somebody, I thought maybe somebody farted.
Everyone wants to be found.
That's what I say whenever I fart in public. Shut up, asshole! Do you got a guess?
No, I don't even have a guess.
Really? Not about something, you know, like a movie that has like Lost in the title or something? That's not really the answer, but...
Oh, just, thank you. What a great hint. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying found seems to be the key, but we have other players. Sarah, do you have a guess?
I'm sure it's not this, but I would guess Finding Nemo.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, everyone wants to be found, especially children. Esther?
Ocean's 13.
Always a hilarious guess. And we'll finish it off with Owen Benjamin.
I'm going to guess Castaway.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's... I did...
What?
You can guess, but you don't win by getting it right at this point.
Is there something called Looking for Something?
Oh, sure. Bobby Fischer?
Mr. Goodbar.
All right, never mind.
There's a bunch of Looking For movies, but I did blow it. I did actually say Lost out loud, and it is in the title, but I covered it nicely. It's called Lost in Translation.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to guess that, and I thought it's too obvious.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Uh-huh.
I thought that about Castaway, too. I'm just kidding.
All right, we'll start with Leonard again. We'll do a new one.
All right.
Sometimes a hero comes from the most unlikely place.
That could only be 200-300 different movies.
Sometimes a hero shows up exactly when you know they're going to be there and takes the route you thought they would plan. Sometimes a hero from the most unlikely place.
Unlikely place.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Nothing?
Good grief.
It's not a Charlie Brown movie.
No, I know. Coming up cold.
Sarah?
Finding Nemo? Is it animated?
Esther?
Ricky and the Flash?
Nope. I think that one was just something like, look out, here she is. Or look out for Ricky. Something like that. It's just like, ugh, what's she going to do? She's a perfectly nice lady in that movie. All right, Owen.
The Goonies?
That would be heroes.
One kind of stood out. They all
really pitched in.
The Goonie.
Yeah.
No, that was, interestingly enough, the tagline for Sling Blade.
No, it's not.
Sling Blade. That's why I kept going,
Sometimes, Doug, your questions come from the most unlikely places.
Yeah. That was a weird one. All right, I'll give you a softball. I'm going to throw Leonard a softball.
No, there's no such
right
thing.
Now.
All right.
What movie had the tagline, "Here they grow again"?
So this is a sequel.
Okay, if you want to play it that way.
I'm just trying. I'm clutching at straws here. Here they grow again.
Here they grow again. Mm-hmm.
Here they grow again.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
No, it just turns out that way.
Yeah. Nobody else on the panel is going to get it, that's for sure.
I have a... Oh.
Here they grow again.
What's your guess, Sarah?
Well, it's Leonard's turn.
No, but go ahead and guess while he's singing.
Grown-ups too?
No.
Nice.
Makes sense. Nice. Thank you.
Why would they be...
The audience says yes. The audience says I'm right.
That's a solid guess.
Why would they grow again? Is it a boner joke?
Here they grow again.
Yeah.
Is there a sequel to Little Shop of Horrors?
No.
Something with cornfields in it that are horrifying?
No, I thought it might be a softball for you, Leonard, because it's one of the only
films. Oh, no. Is it Gremlins 2?
Yes.
The new batch?
Biggest applause Gremlins 2 has ever gotten.
Oh, shoot. That's doubly embarrassing. Thank you very much.
But at least you said the new batch. You know the full title.
I did. Yes, that much I can claim. Yeah.
All right, let's go down to Sarah to start off this next one. Love is in the hair. Love is in the hair.
Well, a few things come up. Love is in the hair. Love is in the hair. Come on. Chatty's wearing out his welcome. Love is in the hair.
Yeah.
Can these be anything even documentaries?
I guess documentaries, if they have a poster, they have a tagline.
Is it Shoah? I'm kidding. That's not even a good joke area anymore. I'm going to say barbershop, one of the barbershops.
Wouldn't that be funny if they just got around to naming them, just calling them one of the barbershops? It's another barbershop. No, incorrect. Esther.
Rock of Ages? Because it's a period thing?
Great guess.
Hair was crazy then?
Incorrect, Owen.
Oh, that was such a good
We've gone through the musical portion of the show.
I'm going to guess there's something about Mary.
That's correct.
Because there was semen in the hair.
I was in that movie.
Yeah, that's right.
I played a friend.
Yeah, you're one of her friends in that.
That's so funny. Love is in the hair.
Yeah, you did a terrific job. But love is in the hair. Very, very clever tagline. Do you get it, Leonard?
Yes, Doug.
I thought you might not remember that part of that movie. All right, so Owen got that one right, and Leonard got one right, so let's just do one for just Owen and Leonard to determine a winner.
All right, I'm about to not win.
We'll start with Leonard.
Don't be sure.
Start with Leonard. Yeah. Man is the warmest place to hide. Man is the warmest place
Man
to hide.
Man is the warmest place
Man
to hide.
Man is the warmest place to hide.
Anything?
So, just again, so we're talking science fiction?
I love that you ask questions.
I'm just trying to narrow it down just a little. Just a little.
Long-time companion?
Man is the safest place to hide.
Warmest.
Warmest. Warmest.
Oh, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Can I take a stab?
Leonard gets to go first.
Yeah, be stalling. He's asking for a lot.
Do you have one, Leonard?
I'm going to say something stupid. Alien.
Yeah.
Great.
Not stupid at all. It's wrong, though. That, of course, had the classic one, in space, no one can hear you scream.
Right.
Oh.
But, Owen?
I'm going to guess Brokeback Mountain. Listen, it seems like an obvious hacky joke, but no. They could have done a funny marketing angle on that.
Well, I hope that was worth losing because I'm giving the win to Leonard because he was closer.
Aliens.
To the correct answer. No, it's The Thing.
Oh,
The Thing.
Okay. Okay.
Transforms into people and then attacks more people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the word warm threw me.
I had another one for you, Sarah. Yeah, if it was a tauntaun is the warmest place to hide, I'd know what that was. Sarah, this is just for you. What movie had We Don't Need No Education?
The Wall!
No, School of Rock.
That was just on. It's so good.
It really is good, and they're making a Broadway musical out of it.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait.
I met a kid on a bus that was going to a callback to play the main character.
Oh, how do you think the angry girlfriend song, you know, she probably has a ballad in there about how upset she is. How would that go?
This character is the one bummer. It'll probably be, you know, there's always one song that I don't know why they don't cut it. It's like it must be like so that the kids can rest or something. In any musical that has kids in it, there's one, like in Annie, it's that one, but something was missing. I never know. Who cares? Cut that song. It's awful. Am I still talking?
All right, where's that guy? There he is, Virginia. He's going to give us a name in a second for Last Man Standing, which is, of course, the game where we take turns saying movies that the name he gives us is in. If you can't think of one, you're out. You know that works. I like to play along. And since Leonard won that last game, he gets to start. But we'll switch the order around. It'll come around there to you, Owen, second. Second, that's good. Only one movie will have been... Oh, I'll do it too, though. So two movies will have been taken by that point. All right, so what do you got, buddy?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, here we go. That's a good one. About two-thirds of the crowd maybe is on board with that. A lot of people are like, we should have went to Walk in the Room. They might not talk about Johnny Depp at all. But they'll probably get into it because mascara comes up a lot. They talk about eyeliner a lot in Walking the Room. All right, so Leonard, start us off with any movie with Johnny Depp in it.
Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh.
Nice.
Movie I like a lot.
Yeah, well, if we're going to play it that way, I'm going to come out with my favorite Johnny Depp film, which would be Ed Wood.
Wonderful movie.
Ed Wood, I enjoy a great deal. Owen, we're pretty much handing it to you on a platter.
I will go with Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Esther?
Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What's Eating nice. Gilbert Grape?
I might have screwed that one up and said, who's eating Gilbert Grape? Because grapes are delicious. Leonard.
Crybaby.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm the best loser, but you don't have to call me that. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, great one.
Owen?
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
How
Did
dare
I fuck
you?
It up? What happened?
I'm going to give you...
Wait a minute, what the hell just happened?
I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to give you a second to think about what you've done.
There's another title?
Audience, please do not try to help him.
What?
Just think about what you said. before you continue to desecrate.
I'm getting Wonka shamed by some of these people.
No, unfortunately, I have to take the correct title, and that is not a correct title of a Johnny Depp film. Esther.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's correct.
I'm literally an idiot. I'm an idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
Wait, but if you didn't mess that up, I would have been out because I couldn't think of another one. So I'm a bigger
idiot. Why would I say Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? Like, that's the craziest thing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because I'm going through a hard time right now.
Sarah?
Benny and June.
That's one of those films where someone's magically disabled. You got one, Leonard?
Sweeney Todd.
Whoa. Full title, please.
The Damon Barber of Fleet Street.
Correct. I can't believe you're yelling at Leonard Maltin for full title. You're as bad as Captain America, who famously said to him during the Leonard Maltin game, "Name it, bitch." And I wish Ultron had been out at that point, because I would have gone, "Language!" Because that's his catchphrase. Well, it's still laying out there on the table, so I'm just going to grab it. Just open today, Black Mass. And then we're back to Esther.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Full title.
Oh, no!
It's bullshit. The first movie shouldn't have a colon and then more words. But it was kind of a sequel to a ride, I guess. Do you know what the rest of it was called?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sure, why are you doing that?
Say it!
Sarah, I cannot say it enough. They still do it.
I just always thought your audience knew better, and I was always impressed that they could contain themselves, because people are always like, they need people to know everything that they know. But I was like, wow, this is a really cool audience. But I guess I, no, they're not.
You got such a different approach to handling that than I do. Oh, I would have thought people would be better than this.
I guess I'm disappointed.
Yeah. But yeah, please don't yell out until I ask for it, which is rarely. But Esther, do you got the whole thing?
Not honestly.
You could steal from her.
I don't even know what they said. The Pirates of the Caribbean Black Mass? That's what I heard.
That's a movie.
I hope those two film series come together like that. That would be... Hey, I'd watch that.
Bunch of pirates with Bostonian accents. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. All right. So she's out. Sarah?
The Tourist.
Oh, yeah. That pile of garbage.
Doug says everything Leonard can't. He says everything Leonard's thinking.
Remember that guy Henkel von Donnersmarck or whatever that crazy name was at the Film Awards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He got saddled with that movie, and then it turned out bad, and he's clearly a brilliant director because his other movie was great.
Yeah.
You can talk in your mic.
Yes. Yes.
What's his name, though?
Florian...
Yeah.
Von Henkel.
Donnersmarck. Like
yeah.
Yeah, she had a field day with that in her monologue on the awards. Yeah, you made fun of it.
The tallest director in the world.
Is he really tall?
Yeah, very tall guy.
Okay.
Very talented guy.
All right, quit stalling, Leonard.
But that before him, the tallest director in the world was like 6'1". They don't run big.
I just thought of a good one.
They're all jealous.
I hope I'm remembering this title right. From Hell...
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're doing great. I hope I remember this title right. 21 Jump Street.
He was in in that?
Yeah.
Did a funny cameo in it.
Oh, a funny cameo.
I honestly thought Leonard leaned over and said he had a fucking cameo. A funny cameo, yes. Quite memorable. Oh, I just thought of another one.
Oh, I have another one. Oh, I hope I say this right.
Say it right.
Dark Shadows.
Yes. Yes. Dark Shadows. All right, Leonard.
The Rum Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Rango. Rango.
That film annoyed me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it just seem like a really long Geico commercial? Sarah?
Oh,
sure.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
I chose not to cite that one. Just not to dredge up the memory of it even briefly. And I say that as a person who wears a Lone Ranger ring.
Right.
Aww.
Yeah, no, you had, you know, you're totally into Lone Ranger, and then they made that terrible movie. Yeah.
Did you send away for that as a child, or?
No, it was made for grown-ups who are childlike. Aww. In recent years.
That's what they also make for those people, Dungeons and Dragons die. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd be there for me.
She's such a great roadie.
I'm just really hungry. They can't all be gems. I need sustenance.
Whose turn is it? It's Leonard's turn, right?
Looks like it has gelatin in it.
What? Dude, what did you just say?
The Rum Diaries?
No, I said something after that. I said Rango.
The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, so it's back to Leonard.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I hope I
sorry.
All right. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yes!
The longest movie ever made. I have to tell you something. I don't look at my watch. I know people who do. I even know people who have illuminated dials on their watches so that they can check in on, you know, is it at the halfway point or how far are we into the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I never, ever look. I couldn't stop looking at my watch. I just kept saying, isn't it over yet? There's more. And there was always more. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a Saturday morning serial, but you had to watch them all in one sitting.
Yeah, like a bad Saturday morning serial.
Went on and on and on. Well, you know, I would do a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but I'm just so scared of the subtitles. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with something simple and say Mordecai. Stupid Mordecai. We're really knocking them all down, though. Oh, yeah, I thought of another one. Sarah?
Goddamn funny. Oh, it's... you're a very generous laugher. I have a guess, but I'm not sure if he's in it. And
Go for it.
Is he in Mars
Attacks? He's not,
Attacks?
He should be. Yes. Mars Attacks? Settle down, Rhodey. I don't think he is. I don't think he is. See, we don't need to IMDb it. I don't think he is.
You can't just say
someone
he's
would be
not.
Arguing
be
vigorously with me if he was in it. If he was in it, somebody would already be telling us. You don't have to look it up. You don't have to talk anymore. No, you don't have. You don't have to check. I swear to God, people would be yelling at me right now that he is
That's
indeed
true.
In
You're
it.
Right.
If he was in it, there's Mars Attacks fans here, right?
Yeah.
And you know he's not in it, right? Yeah, she's thinking of Michael J. Fox. All right, Leonard, what do you got?
Hang on a second.
Oh, you can't just look up in your book.
Why not? See, kids, before there was an IMDb, what we would do...
I forgot to ask everybody what they bought for the prize bag. Is that going in the prize bag?
It sure is.
Yay! Yeah.
You'd look up Mars Attacks, which has a lot of people in it.
It has
a lot of people in it.
How many names?
Should I count? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
I'll start the bidding. I'll say I can name five people in Mars Attacks.
A whole lot of people in this movie, but not one of them. One of them is not Johnny Depp.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about it. But we did need to know that you brought that for the prize bag.
Yes.
And also, do you have a copy of your other book that's out soon?
Yes, I do.
Can you share that with us real quick?
I can, if you could hold that for a minute.
Sure.
You need to get this one?
Yeah, thank you.
Boom.
This is the not yet available officially.
Yeah,
because it comes out
soon.
In 2 weeks. This is the brand new third edition of my classic movie guide, which is now presented by TCM, Turner Classic Movies. So it's Turner Classic Movies presents Leonard Maltin's Classic Movie Guide, third edition.
I love it. Thank you very much. One was mailed to my home. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You have a home?
What'd you bring?
Oh, and I also brought a T-shirt.
Oh, a T-shirt as well.
Yes.
What does that say on it? Telluride Film Festival?
How did you know? You're intuitive. Yes, at the Telluride Film Festival 2 weeks ago. Thank you, Sarah. Myers Sound, which does great sound installations and acoustic stuff, gave out these shirts that say Sound Matters. And I got a duplicate, and I thought I would bring it for the gift bag tonight.
Oh, very nice. Sound does matter.
I was told we're only bringing one gift.
You brought two things, didn't you?
Well, it was two of the same thing, though. But so I just brought one out.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Oh, I was just doing a joke.
You didn't bring anything?
No, I did. I brought my...
Tell us about it. Stud?
I have to get off my stilt chair. My chair on stilts. My last hour special for Comedy Central called High Five Till It Hurts. There we go. It's not as good as Leonard's, but it's, you know, it's wrapped in plastic. And a giant tomato. You can have it.
What about you, Esther? What'd you bring?
Let's see. Thank you, Sarah and Owen. Thank you. I brought a DVD of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Awesome.
Because I've never seen it, and one of my fans sent it to me, but I don't have a DVD player, so I can't watch it.
You're still never going to see it. Perfect.
Yeah. I know. It's really bad. And then I also am really obsessed with Back to the Future, and I collect T-shirts from that movie, so I brought two Back to the Future T-shirts. One is Fish Under the Sea Dance, and I don't know how to hold these up, but here. Enchantment.
Beautiful.
A Hill Valley.
That's awesome.
A Hill Valley School 1955 T-shirt.
All right. So Pat, go ahead and Owen, put your thing in her bag. Put your. That sounds terrible. And let's just bag it all up and pass it down. What'd you bring, Sarah?
Well, first of all, what I brought might be boring, but it has been wedged between this chair and my vagina, and the heat has been emanating from it. It is, I stapled it, I mean, but
what's inside? Just
tell
us.
Inside is, because I have a drawer of them, Sarah Silverman Program Season 3, and then accompanied by several edibles that you can eat to watch it. And I decorated the cover with a pen and use some lipstick.
Ooh, there's boobies.
Yeah.
All right, throw it in the bag and pass it down.
I mean, don't sell that short. There's a Sarah Silverman piece of artwork on the bag, which
Thank
is...
Thank you, yeah. Leonard. Yeah.
Here we go. So somebody's going to win all of this stuff. So good luck traveling to wherever you're from. With all this extra stuff. Did you think of a Johnny Depp movie, Leonard?
I'm trying to remember if this is the correct title. I'm hoping it is. Nick of Time?
Yes!
Yes, indeed. But then I just have to come right back at you with, how about Into the Woods?
Oh, shoot, yeah.
You got another one? Can you think of the rest of any of the other Pirates of the Caribbean
titles?
Yeah,
I don't remember the subtitle of the,
me neither.
The one we missed.
I know one of them's about tides or some shit.
Yeah, on stupid tides.
Prince of Tides.
Yes, right. Or on Endless Tides. That's what it is. On Endless Tides.
Very good.
No, I think I'm drying up.
Well,
here.
You're our winner anyway. But I'll just toss on a little Donnie Brasco.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
and what else do you guys have?
Secret window?
Chocolat.
Chocolat.
I heard you.
Is it called Alice in Wonderland? What was that one called? Is that called Alice in Wonderland, or was it another weird title?
The Ninth Gate.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's fun. Once Upon a Time in the West, or whatever. Once Upon a Time in America.
Nightmare on
Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's the one I thought of, and I forgot.
What's the one where he's a writer and he loses his mind? Is that called Corn? Oh, that's Secret Window. Yeah.
Tusk, that's right. Tusk.
People are animals.
Secret window.
You're
all
like...
right, I'll meet you there. Okay, you guys. Well, so Leonard's been just killing it tonight. He's winning everything.
Oh, man.
Like a bar or something that's vegetarian and pre-wrapped.
Cliff Bar.
I can be your go-between.
Cliff Bar works.
No, she's hungry.
Oh my God! Thank you
Whoa.
So much. Do you want to split it or something?
It's a good flavor.
A picky eater.
Ew.
I'll crash.
Bon appetit.
Thank you.
All right.
What I do to my microphone? My mic's all janky now.
I guess
I should have never taken it out of the stand. That's probably what was holding it together. Test. Okay. So let's play one last game. It has to be just one round of... I've just been dying to play it with Leonard, and he gets to go first, so that's even better. Let's play a round of Reverse Malton. And this is, similar to the Leonard Malton game, but we'll start with Leonard, then we'll go to Sarah. And Leonard gets to pick a movie between three choices.
Okay.
And you pick the one you think you know the most actors that you listed on your app from that movie. And then bid how many names you think you can get it in, or how many names you can name.
Okay.
And then Sarah can bid more or challenge you to name it, etc. And
this is not going to go well.
Until we have a winner.
All right.
You get a pick between these three films.
Mm-hmm.
I was just inspired by a trip to the Boston area to choose the films Gone Baby Gone, Mystic River, and Good Will Hunting. Which one of those films do you think you can name? They've all got big name casts, obviously. Which one of those do you think you can name the most from?
I'll try Gone Baby Gone.
Gone Baby Gone, all right. Guys yelling out Matt Damon, that was not cool.
Knowledge heckling is so bizarre to me. Like people
knowledge
yelling
heckling.
Answers, it's so weird.
I've got information. You might be able to use it. Leonard, you only list 7 names on this one. Maybe even just 6. Let me count them off. Nope, 7. 7 names. How many of the actors in Gone Baby Gone do you think you can name?
Oh, man. I'll say 6.
Name it.
Whoa! Thank you for coming, Owen and Esther.
Oh. I thought I was my not.
Yeah,
next?
Yeah. No, you did exactly the right thing. It's just that now it's down to if Leonard can do it or not is going to determine the winner tonight because they run a tight festival here and my show needs to be over in 8 minutes. And we got to do some plugs and maybe throw some donuts.
Casey Affleck, Michelle Monaghan, Morgan Freeman, Amy Ryan. Nice.
Oh my God. Can't believe this shoot. Is happening. So impressive up until now.
Yeah.
This is where it gets tough.
This is a drag.
Picture that one person that came in and was like,
drat.
You're killing it.
Everybody's containing themselves.
Up to now.
3 names remain. You must come up with 2 of them. Get the Hunger Games canon ready.
I'm sputtering out, Doug. This is embarrassing.
Right? No, but that was naming 4 people from that movie is impressive, I think.
Yeah.
You give up?
Yeah, I give up.
All right, so that means Sarah's our winner.
Sarah Silverman, ladies and gentlemen.
Default.
The other 3 names are Ed Harris, John Ashton, and Titus Welliver.
Mr. Black.
All good actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy's terrific. Well, good job, you guys. We did it. LA Podfest.
Nice.
Where is, what's the name of the person you were playing for, Sarah?
Kung Fu Panda.
Amanda?
Kung Fu Panda.
Amanda, Lance. Okay, Rhodey. You got to start pacing yourself. You're here all weekend, right? Where's she at? Where's the person who made that? There you go. Can you handle all this stuff? I tried to put it all in one convenient bag, one little extra bag. And are you 21 and licensed to enjoy those edibles?
Yeah, that's drugs. I mean, don't eat it. Don't leave it out. Don't let a pet
P.S.
near it.
That's drugs.
Near it. It's that would be terrible.
Yeah, be careful with that. Ow. Smashing myself in the face with the microphone. Owen Benjamin, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Bunch of dates, but I think a lot of people live here, I'm guessing, so it doesn't really matter. Okay, so just owenbenjamin.com, just tons of dates till October, and then Why Didn't They Laugh podcast on iTunes. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. I just
said
you got to hold it like that the whole time. Do you want to go hold up that target, like, say, over there in the corner? And where'd those donut holes go? Okay, never mind. Okay, if they're not ready right away. Esther, what do you got to plug?
No, I don't want a donut. the Weird Adults with Little Esther is my podcast, and one of the recent episodes is with Doug Benson, and we talk about our love for musical theater.
We talk about musicals. Yeah, we do.
Check it out on iTunes.
Sarah, what's going on? We could see I Smile Back in 10 theaters. Cities?
I Smile Back and starts in 10 cities October 23rd, and I'll be touring to do screenings in
San Francisco, Mill Valley, New York, LA. Maybe Atlanta and DC, but I think I'm gonna cancel those. Not because I want to. And
Open this damn thing. Sorry about that. In the middle of your plugs, I'm trying to open these dumb donuts.
That's it. That's all. I'm done.
She's done, Sarah Silverman.
Thank you.
Leonard's
you want the other
book.
Half?
Leonard's book, Classics, Movies That Are Too Good for Most of You, is coming out when?
Coming out in 2 weeks. It's available for pre-order online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, places like that. And my website is leonardmaltin.com, where I review movies and talk about different stuff. And my podcast is called Maltin on Movies with Baron Vaughn, and we're on iTunes also.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love Baron Vaughn. Doug, have you had Baron Vaughn on your show?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been on. Oh. I'm going to go on their show, too. I'm trying
Good
to find...
Night! It's like the... It's really...
We're almost done.
Slowing to a... Whoa.
Did you see that? That was some Neil Patrick Harris best night ever shit right there. Damn it, I wish I just remembered it. I thought I could remember it, but I failed. What's the shithead? I need that shield. Oh, wait, let me just throw a donut at it real quick.
Wow. An audio sight gag.
Yeah. Can you pass it down to me or roll it over here? Yeah. Captain America style. Just throw it through the room. Ching, ching,
no,
ching.
No, you want to be able to read it?
Yeah.
You got to turn it a little more. There you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to the first show. One of the first shows at LA Podfest. We'll be here all weekend long. Come out for Dining with Doug and Karen tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. See earbuds later tonight, and as always, oversized name tags are a shithead.
Very good.
Donald Trump is a shithead, but there's more. But he's luxurious, he's amazing, he's the best Trump that's ever been. Except for maybe his daughter, who he would totally fuck. Did I say one more time for Owen Benjamin, Esther Pavitsky, Sarah Silverman, and
Thanks,
Leonard
Doug.
Maltin? People that confuse clocks with bombs are a shithead. We could do the end theme song, all of us together, right?
Yeah!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cock.